Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. The home of the Stanley Cup playoffs north of the border is Sportsnet, Rogers Sportsnet. And no one covers the Canadiens like our next guest. He's one of North America's best hockey insiders, Eric Engels. Fresh off of Gary Bettman, and Chris Muller is picking pieces of his brain off the ground after hearing Bettman describe the NHL lottery format. Hopefully, we won't have to worry about that given this 5-12 preliminary round matchup between the Penguins and Canadiens. Eric, you've covered the NHL for a long time. What was your biggest takeaway from Bettman's kind of state of the nation, state of the NHL speech?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is that we won't see hockey before, you know, probably end of July and into early August. And that means that we're pushing back the next season to potentially as late as the beginning of January. And, you know, as many people have said before, there are more important things, and B, that these are unprecedented times and these are unprecedented solutions to unprecedented problems. And at the end of the day, you know, my big takeaway is there's going to be a ton of people complaining about all the factors that Gary Bettman discussed today. There's going to be a ton of people who are excited about it. And one way or the other, there's going to be a ton of people talking about it. And I think that's a really good thing for the NHL. I think it's a really good thing for all of us as sports fans. And I, for one, hope that these efforts are not all for naught. I hope they come to fruition and that we get hockey back no matter what form it takes place in, whether there's fans or no fans, which I think we all know that if it happens this summer, we're not going to be looking at fans in the seats. But I'm excited about the possibilities that are out there, and I think the NHL and the NHLPA have done a great job coming together at this time, whereas in the past they've had a difficult time seeing eye to eye on things. I do think it's an impressive effort from them in building out all these different scenarios and trying to have one come to life.
Eric, what do you think is the motivation in not deciding right this second whether or not to reseed or to bracket on the NHL's part?
I think the NHL themselves were interested in bracketing, and I think a number of the teams pushed back, and understandably so. I mean, what did the Boston Bruins play an entire season and gain a healthy advance in the Eastern Conference standings in order to draw Toronto or Columbus in the second round when they could be drawing potentially Montreal beating Pittsburgh as the lowest ranked seed in the entire play-in scenario? So, you know, I think you probably had some teams towards the top fighting against the idea of just bracketing and kind of going NCAA style. And you know, the opportunity to reseed is really a concession on the NHL's part to at least hear those teams out and try to find some sort of consensus at the end of the day. And since it doesn't have to be decided as of today, and since we're probably, you know, a couple weeks away from phase two going into existence, why not try to soothe things over and make everybody happy?
One of hockey's best insiders from Sportsnet, Eric Engels, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan, based out of Montreal. Penguins set for a preliminary round matchup, and it's going to be months from now if things go according to plan. We don't know where those games will be held, which is something else we'll get to in this conversation. To your point there on what the players might have wanted out of this, Eric, and what the owners and what the league wanted, I think the round-robin thing for the four bye teams is a really interesting discussion. Bettman said it. It's going to be round robin to determine seeding 1 through 4. Tampa voted against it against the initial proposal because they thought that the preliminary round teams would have an advantage from playing real games, so maybe they like it. But like you said, Boston's got to be pissed that they played 70 games and now one bad week and they're the 4 seed in this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all fair. And, oh, by the way, it was very kind words you guys were saying about me. I appreciate it. No, I think that's all really, like, fair. I think you're not going to make everybody happy. And I don't think under normal circumstances you're ever going to make everybody happy. I know that there was a ton of belly aching from different teams about the playoff format moving to, you know, inside the division, and then you got the 2 and 3 teams playing against each other and,
yeah,
you know, the crossover. And at the end of the day, you're never going to make everybody happy. We're looking for a way, and I say I shouldn't even be using the term we. The NHL and the NHLPA are looking for a way to resume hockey and get people interested in it in months that, you know, conventionally hockey is not played in. You know, I think we've all been locked away for a long time here. And the sun is coming out and the weather's getting nicer, especially on the eastern side of North America. And we're finally getting that nice weather. And under normal circumstances, we'd want to be outside playing our golf games, playing tennis, enjoying, you know, the beaches and company of our friends and whatever it is. That's going to be even more of a feeling right now. I don't think any of us are going to want to be locked inside as the days get nicer and nicer. So the very concept of watching hockey at this time is hard to wrap our heads around, but having gone so long without it and to come back with something that's really worth discussing, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, I think is going to draw the type of interest that they're doing something unconventional that will draw a level of interest that might not have been there otherwise. So it's such a complicated scenario, and it's even hard for me to wrap my head around it. I've been covering the game for 13 years and have obviously never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. So to even try to put together my thoughts on it kind of immediately and just watching Bettman give off all these announcements is somewhat difficult to do. But in my view, which hasn't changed much since the beginning, I think there are extreme challenges to resuming NHL hockey anytime in the near future. But if they're able to get through them and find a way to do it and do it safely, I'm all for it. And I'm all for it in whatever format it comes. I think the more chaotic, the better. It only makes it that much more interesting.
Eric, can you help us make sense of the draft lottery? Because I'm still extremely confused. I have no idea what I just heard, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wouldn't mind somebody explaining it to me like I was a 6-year-old, you know, but I'll try to do my best for your listeners, which is to say that the 7 teams that are at the bottom of the league that are not resuming playing, you know, they're automatically in the draft lottery, obviously, and the draft lottery is taking place at the same odds as it would normally. The difference being that if one of those 7 teams, or if all three of those 7 teams end up with the top 3 picks, then there will be no need for another phase of the draft lottery. They're only putting it in phases because the draft lottery is going to take place on June 26th before a resumption of play has gone on. So they're unsure as to whichever teams lose the play-in round are going to be the other 8 teams that are involved in that 15-team draft lottery. So right now those 8 teams are, you know, alphabetized, so to speak, because we don't know who those teams are going to be. But they're going to hold the draft lottery as if those 8 teams are determined. And if any one of them win one of the top 3 picks, there will be a phase 2 of the lottery where they basically will have to wait to see who loses that qualifying round for the playoffs, and then we'll know. Did I make any sense,
Eric? And that's got to be to placate the team you are around, right? Like, because we've talked about this really since this whole hypothetical 24 team format has come out, and I've kind of just said, not that I'm going to get an answer from people who are driving around in suburban Pittsburgh or around here, like, is Montreal happy that they're in this thing or not? Because they don't really have a chance to win it and they might want the draft pick instead. So I've wondered that out loud. You're in it. You're in Montreal. Like, were the Canadians excited that they were in this, or would they rather have the better draft lottery odds?
Well, you know, when you talk about the Canadians, you have different factions of them. You have management, you have the coaching staff,
sure.
You have players. I don't know how management feels about it. I have to think that for the sake of their reset that they embarked on in the summer of 2018, where they wanted to build through the draft, that the opportunity to draft at worst 8th, 9th, or 10th, based on the lottery system in its conventional form, was an opportunity more appealing than wading into a playoff race that potentially they could get in by the skin of their teeth and then have to face Boston right off the hop.
Yeah.
All that said, the players, you look at Carey Price and Shea Weber and Brendan Gallagher and Max Domi, and you know, we're talking about an extremely competitive group of players that are being given an opportunity that they didn't earn, but it's one that they will absolutely take. And I can get, I spoke to Brendan Gallagher at the beginning of this whole thing, and he said, you know, if it's just to come back and play 11 meaningless regular season games, we'd rather focus on next year and turn ourselves into a playoff team. But if there's an opportunity to play for the Stanley Cup, we're all in on that. And as far as the reasoning that they can't win or the logic behind they can't win, you know, I think it's really dangerous to build opinion based solely on what we saw over the first 5 months of this
sure.
season before it got interrupted. Because with a 4 or 5 month layoff, we're looking at something completely different coming
yeah.
back. And the opportunity for a team like the Canadiens, who went through a really tumultuous season and lost a ton of one-goal games and had a couple of nasty losing streaks where they didn't play particularly bad, but they lost anyways. You know, you get that mental break and you start putting things in perspective and you start to look at your team and say, you know, we're a lot better than our record was. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins look at the Montreal Canadiens and see a team that is likely better than their record indicated. They see Carey Price in nets, which has become a talking point over the last couple of weeks, although I should say, you know, Tristan Jarry was really good for a strong portion of the season, and Matt Murray was kind of picking up the slack when he faltered a little bit. So, you know, one way or the other, no matter how you see the Carey Price factor, I just think the Canadiens in general could be a very different team than what you saw and what the results indicated. And Pittsburgh, you know, I was blown away with that team this year. And I, you know, getting a chance to spend some time around them, you know, before the break, about a month before the break in Montreal's last visit there, and being there on a practice day and just seeing the way they operate and the way they practice and the mentality that they have. And what they were able to do with so many key mm-hmm. players injured this season, it wasn't coincidental. They really have a winning mentality where they believe that no matter who dresses, they're going to win. And they have to have great respect for the Canadiens if they're going to come out in this unconventional matchup, because the Canadiens are a good team. They're an excellent 5-on-5 team, much more so than their record would indicate. They have an unbelievable goaltender, as we all know, and they can play, and they can play, and they can frustrate this Penguins team. And I think what's going to happen moving forward, if the season does resume, or if the playoffs, you know, or play-in, whatever
yep.
you want to call it, happens, I think a lot of it is truly more unpredictable than people would imagine, because they're so focused on what happened before versus, you know, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah. Eric, when we get closer to the games, and we hope we get them in July, we look forward to doing this again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, guys. I hope you guys and your families are well.
You too. Eric Engels, great insider from Sportsnet, based out of Montreal. Very good there. Live wire. They're all going to be live dogs. NHL's unpredictable by nature, and even more so, given what he said about all the time off. Well, that was a really good point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.